Yes, yes, yes. You are here with another week of My Mama Basement.
Yeah. We in here.
If you don't know, now they call me ST, and I'm known for drinking water. I am on water. I will not stop till my pee. It looks like water.
That's what's up. Gotta drink
that's
that.
That's a sign
gotta
of your
drink
health.
The agua, man. It's
a sign of your health if, you know, if your urine is, like, purple. Nigga, something's wrong. You know?
Facts.
Can't be dark like that. It's not good.
Next to your boy, ST, is your boy, R. Dot.
Let's go.
Known for staying away from them rats, man.
Got to stay away from the rats.
Man. Them snitches and them real live rats in the streets, man. If
nigga,
I see one, I cross the street, man.
I saw a big ass rat yesterday.
Yo, did you see the video going around, the viral shit going around? Hold on.
A giant size rat?
Yeah, you saw it?
Not as here.
Oh, man. Look at this shit, yo.
What the fuck is that?
Hold on. What
is that? What the fuck? Oh, shit. That shit
look. Nah, this shit snatches this shit. This
what
rat,
the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? Look at the head, though. It's like literally Master Splinter, yo.
Is that a super rat?
Literally Master Splinter.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that? That's in the subways,
that's
man.
That's a superior rat.
Yo, are you still taking the train, man? Keep the gat on you, yo. Did you see the way that shit snatched it? Like, that shit came out like a horror movie, yo.
Oh, my God.
That's what's in the train station. These shits is mutated.
Yo, that's a different breed. That's like a motherfucking buffalo rat.
A buffalo rat. Yo, I told you the city cut that. They rat patrol. They pest control. They cut the budget on that in half. They gave up on the rat issue, man. They said, fuck it.
Listen, man. God, but that we're going to, this probably a rat the size of a human that's like the king of rats.
Yo.
And they all like pray to him.
In the sewers, and they bring him food and shit so he don't
master
come out.
Splinter, like you said. The master yo, rat.
A rat that eats other rats, yo. They just, that shit snatched another rat. Like, that shit was dinner. That shit tried to get away.
I think that was family. He was like, let me get this. You got fucked up.
Snatched him, like, right. To recovery.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
right. Yeah, they not going to do your body dirty. I'm going to take you home. I'm going to bury you right.
Shit is crazy, man. But, yeah, I stays away from all of the rats.
That's probably Goja, the rat king. It's probably a rat bigger than that rat. That big rat tells that rat what to do. It's
shit
a chain.
Nuts,
it's
man.
A pyramid of rat, and on the top is the Rat King.
Remember Rat King from Ninja Turtles?
Shit.
You remember that nigga?
Oh man,
that nigga's superpower was controlling rats.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's the Rat King.
What kind of fucking?
It's crazy, man.
I remember I had the toy. I'm like, why did my mother buy me the Rat King, yo?
Oh man.
Like, out of all the toys, like,
you couldn't give me motherfucking Donatello.
You know what I'm saying? Couldn't give me,
I know Michelangelo was sold out, but
give
like,
me Shredder or something. Give me, like, you got me the rock.
I had Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
Yeah, I had those two toys.
Oh, I had them too. That was the one was a Warhog or some shit, yeah. Right? Yeah, that was my shit.
I don't even know. I wish I had them still.
Chris Cuomo. Damn, homie. I told you he was going to get fired. Talking about indefinitely suspended.
Now he was indefinitely suspended. That's what
fired.
They came out with first.
That's fired.
Now he's got the can, I guess.
I knew that was coming. And now they saying, oh, guess what's coming out? Women saying he sexually harassed them.
You're doing too much.
That's what it says.
They doing too much.
Yep.
The names
is gonna start dropping. She's remaining anonymous right now, but
I don't believe that. I think it's a reach.
I don't believe it either, but they coming out the woodwork.
Why did you wait till this
here
point?
They come. Here they come. Now here come the long line.
So many questions to be asked.
He looked at my boobs.
So many questions to be asked. So I don't believe it. Not one bit.
Crazy shit. Toys R Us, man.
It's gone. It's done.
The Walking Dead rising from the grave.
They coming back with Jeffrey?
Toys R Us to open flagship store in New Jersey Mall.
Yeah, all right.
With the two-story slide and an ice cream parlor.
And then the American Dream Mall?
Yeah.
All right, hey.
Coming back.
That'd be cool.
They coming back. Just anyway. One.
Just one.
Just one, man.
The only Toys R Us in the world.
I feel like I don't think Toys R Us should have never been. They should have really bailed that shit out, man. Toys R Us was is damn near a
it's
landmark.
It's a dead model. People are just going to go there to be like, yeah, I went to the Toys R Us.
Yeah.
That's all. That might
be smart,
thing.
Man. Just make one Toys R Us place so people could take a picture in front of that shit,
but
man.
People don't actually go get toys from there. Amazon destroyed them. Took their souls away.
Crazy shit.
Toys R Us. It's over, fam.
What can we do about that, though, man? I want Toys R Us to come back, man.
Are you going to buy from them?
Nah.
No, you're going to order your shit from Amazon like everybody else fucking does. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Because who the fuck really wants to go to Toys R Us, really? But I just miss it, man. I just feel like it should exist, man. That's how I feel.
It should. It was a place where, like...
Yeah, man.
You know, niggas... Couldn't even. I used to cut school and go to Toys R Us. You know, like
yeah, it was a spot.
So,
New York City, we wildin' again.
I mean, we always been wildin'. What's it up?
We wildin' again.
Oh wow!
This week, I don't know. Usually, when it get cold, it starts slowing down. I don't know, man. Bronx man killed while sitting on a park bench, man.
Just chilling on a park bench.
Just chilling. Somebody tried to rob him, 62-year-old man, trying about getting robbed. He's like, nah, you can't try to fight back. Shh, boy got poked up, man. Collapsed lung. Sad shit, man. Queens, man high on drugs, fatally stabs girlfriend with a ninja sword.
With a ninja sword? When it start? Oh, no, a katana?
I don't know, man. But a damn, well, I don't know where he got that shit from. Ninja sword. And then he claimed that we got robbed.
That's a good one, my guy.
Come on, man. Good try, man. You tried it. You tried it, man. But damn.
That's a good one, my guy. That was really good.
Fight in the Bronx. On the subway station.
They stay fighting out here.
Oh, you taking a train.
Stay fighting out here.
Man gets stabbed in the leg. Ends up bleeding to death. That artery, man. It's there. It's there.
I cut that artery in my leg one time.
That ass?
The blood was just spurting out.
What?
I never seen nothing like that.
How the fuck did that happen?
I walked by something sharp and I didn't know it was there and just sliced a piece of my leg.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
You had to go to the hospital after that, right? You go to the ambulance and all that shit?
I just got the bleeding to stop and then I put a Band-Aid over it.
Oh, nah, then that wasn't it. You ain't cut that artery then, man. That artery is, you got the, they got to come and stitch that shit back together. Oh, I should not stop.
It was squirting out for a little bit, but
damn, know. The squirting. That's crazy.
It was uncomfortable. Shit, thug it through, you know? Thug it through. Thug it out. What else on the train?
Scandalous. Oh, that was it for right now. Oh, man. Did you see the gay dude on the train tracks? Ran on the train tracks doing like a gay, like a feminine dance, and the train comes. And first of all, the conductor needs an award, man. Because the train hits the guy, but it was going slow. He stopped it enough, so it was going slow. So it hit him, but it didn't hit him. Like, it didn't hurt him because he got back up and kept dancing. man. While everybody is like, yo, get off the train, he throwing shit at him.
He just fucked up the whole commute, so.
They're throwing shit at people, man. But it's already, I mean, they throwing shit at him and all that. It's like, people talking about that we should get that glass that they, how they got in Asia.
Oh,
the
yeah,
glass that goes over the.
Right. I mean, listen, they do what they do.
You think they'll do that?
No, we're definitely not doing that.
First of all, if they do that, you know it'll cost like $8.50.
Exactly. They raising rates for nothing. They raising rates so you can get your ass beat. Nothing for that. I'm about to come out with NYC taking a train, survival training. Yeah. My dude, like that guy online, he has this Detroit urban survival training. I'm about to do NYC survival training.
Yo, people are watching. Training. People will definitely 100% watch it.
Like, crackhead comes to you, you just do this. Wah! You know?
What's going on with the new slang? Are you digging it or not, man?
What new slang?
Bing bong.
Oh, yeah, it's bing bong all day.
Did you see the 10 Bing Bong Commandments?
Yeah. I fit all 10.
You can't use it. Can't use the word Bing Bong just willy-nilly, man. You got to be from New York, man.
Respectfully, man, respectfully. If you're not from NYC, it's not for you, dog. Like, do whatever y'all do, you know? Niggas in Atlanta be like, y'all. Shit, you know, so like do all your shit.
You got the commandments?
I'm trying
to find it. I know one of them was you gotta live in New York City.
You gotta live in New York. I know this one is like you gotta have 718.
Gotta have 718.
212-212-917 and 347.
Gotta have that. You gotta, which is crazy, you have to have you gotta go to the bodega 5 times a day. They bugging with that one. Like, they fucking with that one. Nobody goes to this shit 5 times a day. Like, chill out.
Yeah, they bugging with that. That means you eat at the bodega at least 3 times a day. Like, that's weird. No. They was wilding with that one. That's a little reach.
Yeah, like, come on. You have to have gone on a train during rush hour when it was packed.
I mean, yeah, that's real life.
That's real life shit.
Because if you only going on like the weekends, nigga, that ain't the that ain't it.
Oh, when it's, you know what I mean? Yeah, that don't count. You had to been on that shit for real, man. Where people was pushing you.
Yeah, when the people's in your face, in your grill. How about like you saw the train come, but niggas looked at you, it was so packed, they looked at you like, I know this nigga ain't gonna try to get in. Is anybody?
And that nigga come like, yo, can you, like, yo, no, can I wait?
No, there ain't no space here, nigga.
Oh, man.
It's real shit.
I think you gotta know how to Harlem shake.
Yeah, but that bodega, I mean, I guess. The real Harlem shake.
The real joint. Bing bong.
That bodega 5 times a day, that's kind of too much. That's too much.
You gotta really believe that the Knicks are gonna win a championship.
Let's go. Sign me up.
Fuck out of here. Oh man, that shit is crazy, man. But it's
bing bong all day.
I'm like, what the hell is this bing bong all over the place now? Now everybody is saying it. Like, now they just saying it willy nilly too. Come on now. Oh man, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre celebrating.
He's celebrating, having parties galore.
Saying he is divorced. He's finally divorced. He's single.
I can finally breathe again.
He's happy.
When is Will Smith and Jada gonna get divorced?
Nah, like, you wild.
When is that gonna happen?
That's disrespectful. Why'd you even think like that?
I mean, I'm ready for that to be over with. Like,
why would you even think like that? We're sticking that thing out. All this embarrassment he been through, better stick that shit out.
You better.
There's no point.
I mean, it is a point, man. If you ain't happy, get on with your business, man. Listen. Get on with your life, man. Be happy with yourself, man. Because if you ain't happy, like, you only got one life to live, man. You gonna live it unhappy? I mean, but when, I guess when you rich, like, I mean, they don't even live together no more. They said, Will Smith was said in the book that they live separately and shit.
Yeah.
The fuck? So y'all got two big ass houses, married? Come on, man, just end it, man. Stop it.
Lots of space to get away from you and let you and August all seeing do your thing, you know?
Scam of the week.
Let's go.
Let me get your man's name. What's his name? A postal worker. Michael Richards. He led a ring of postal workers stealing from 2017 to 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Four mail carriers.
Yeah. I saw that story.
The fraudsters stole 1,000 credit cards, using them to purchase about $750,000 of luxury goods.
Run it up,
Hermes, Chanel, Louis Vuitton things.
Run it up.
Wow.
Yeah, them boys ran it up. That's good. I mean, what time for them boys?
The indictment is accused. Oh, 10 people played a part in the scheme. Wow. They really was doing it big, huh? Mm-hmm. But for 3 years, that's what I understand. Like, why do they never stop, man?
Yeah, I mean, after that first year,
damn,
you like, you know what? This is a lifestyle now. Psh. And then you just, you know, just keep going.
Just keep it going. Just keep it going.
After that first year, you don't get caught. You like, you know what? This is my life. I'm scamming.
Yeah, I'm a scammer. I'm gonna get mine. That shit is nuts. Oh man, the inventor of Bitcoin finally unsurfaced, man. Did you see your boy?
Now, is this true?
I mean, he said he's the inventor. He looked Satoshi Nakamoto, but he looks like a white guy, like a regular white dude. That's why I was like, wait, what?
Is this true, man?
But yeah, he got $100 million in damages. Yep, saying he was cheated. He got that money, and he got his, oh my God, he got his 1.1 million worth of Bitcoin, which is comes up to $57 billion. Damn.
Wow.
It's him, man. It's him. Because if once they do the investigation, like, you went to court and everything, he must have some proof. Wow, he finally surfaced, man. Gotta create a Bitcoin, man.
Let's see. I don't know. I'm still founder.
I mean, he got 57 billy, man. Damn. Wonder what he gonna do with that.
Nigga, everything.
Change somebody's life? Nah.
Nah. Nigga, just bust me with 2 Bitcoin. I'm good. You got a lot. Just bless me with 2 of them. Just 2.
I don't even need all that. Damn. Oh, man. Brooklyn, man. Homeless people running rampant. NYC, man. Brooklyn. Homeless man stabs a woman and her friend. Random as hell for no reason, man. Mother of 2 dead.
Crazy.
Friend in critical, man. We have no answer for the homelessness, man.
Of course we have no answer.
Speaking of the homelessness, man, Fox News got their tree burnt down this week in the middle of Manhattan.
Shout out to whoever did that.
It was a homeless man.
Good.
A homeless Asian man.
Good.
And he said, I was looking at that ugly shit, thinking about lighting it on fire all day.
Fucking piece of shit.
So I did it. So I did that shit.
Congratulations. King of the week.
King of the week, man.
Give him the crown.
Because Fox News is a piece of shit.
Crown him.
For real. Oh, man. Speaking of, since we're going to kings of the week, man, we got a lot of kings and queens of the week, man, this week, man. Georgia's youngest certified farmer, Kendall Ray Johnson. Shout out to her, man.
Shout out to Kendall Ray.
6 years old. She's a certified farmer.
Wow.
And received a $10,000 grant for her garden.
Yeah.
Youngest in history, man. Certified farmer, yo.
That's amazing. Shout out to her, man. Queen of the, that's good shit, Queen, man. Like, yeah, man.
Miss Earth 2021. A beautiful Belize woman. Wait, did I say that right? Belize? Belizean. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
First black winner in 19 years, man.
Wow.
Kings and queens, we out here, man.
Miss Miss World? Miss Earth? What's Miss Earth?
Miss Earth, man. That's the Earth, man. That means you Miss Earth, man. That's it. Guess. On the whole damn planet, underwater, all that. All
right.
You know what I mean? That's and then you got Miss Universe. Miss Universe is the highest shit.
But she's Miss Earth.
She's Miss Earth.
All right. Sure.
Like, how cocky are we for us to think that we, like, the Miss Universe? The fuck makes you think? Okay. That's how you feel. Ooh, oh, damn. I don't know how I say this guy's name, man.
Who?
Ufot Iknog.
Mm.
African brother, man.
Like that. Like you tried that.
Solved, makes history by solving a 30-year-old Japanese math equation.
Wow.
30 years people have been trying to figure out this math equation. Your boy figured it out, man. Ufot, man.
Ancient Chinese words.
Shout out to you, man.
Math was one of my subjects, so you know.
Oh, you was good at math?
If you know, I could have helped him out a little bit, you know. I could have told him a couple things. Could have made this earlier, you know. Just swing it by me my way, you know.
Pamela Uba makes history by becoming the first black woman to be crowned Miss Ireland. Wow. Up in Ireland. You didn't even know they was black Irish people, did you? You ain't know that.
Miss Ireland?
Miss Ireland. First black?
Black?
Black. Yeah, there's black people in Ireland. Wow. You ain't know that?
No, did not. Have no idea.
Had no idea. Me either.
Wow.
Shout out to her, man. This week was, yo, come on, man. We out here this week, man. My man, we still going, man. We still going with it. Caden Harris, 11 years old, purchases a school bus with his money that he received from his grandmother's funds or trust fund, whatever she had for him. Yeah. Grandma set up some, you know what I mean, a little nest egg for a grandson. Your boy brought a school bus with it. An electric school bus at 11 years old.
All right.
He gonna rent that bitch out, of course, something like that. I don't know what he gonna do with that, but electric school bus? 11 years old?
That's a boss move.
Who we talking to? He talking to somebody. So he talking to somebody. What the hell made him get that?
It's a boss move.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's my kings and queens of the week, man. Like, he was winning this week, you heard?
Man.
I forgot one more queen, man. How could I forget, Megan Thee Stallion.
What happened?
Megan Thee Stallion, man. Shout out to her, man.
Okay, shout out to Meg. What up, Meg?
She graduated from college recently.
Oh, right,
man.
From TSU University.
And she's setting up
TSU
job training for HBC graduates to land jobs, because a lot of people graduate but they don't have any experience.
Yeah, or they don't got no, they don't have a job in their field or something, like, you know. So
you graduate, and then you come straight to her. You know what I mean? Whole program or whatever you got, they'll give you job training or whatever your field is in. So when you go apply for a job and they ask you, do you have any training? Oh, do you have any experience? Yes, I do have experience. Boom. Bam. Mm. Shout out to her, man. Hustlers of the week. Two entrepreneurs turned $2,000 into $2 million by selling hair from the trunk of their car, man.
Fake hair?
Weaves. Weaves. Weaves out the trunk of their car. They was able to build the empire off that shit.
That's genius, man.
Genius.
I'm about to have me.
Now they got three salons and a fully functional warehouse shipping that shit from China by the boatload. You dig? Come on, man. Hustlers, man. I love to see that.
I'm about to have wigs and bundles in my back seat, man. I gotta get the cash in.
Yo, man, that shit is a gold mine, kid.
I got to get this cash, man.
That's one thing, man. When women is like into that weave shit, they will make sure they shit is tight. Like, they'll be like, sorry, kids, we gonna be eating oodles and noodles this week. Cause I had to get my hair done. They make sure they got money for that weave, man.
It's disgusting.
Class clowns. Let me light up to the class clowns, man.
Who's the class clown?
Huh?
Who's the class clown?
Man, I was a class clown, man. My whole academic career, man. Love making jokes in class, man. Laughing it up. Pass the time, man. Gets the time away. A study shows, by scientists, might I add, that class clowns are actually the smartest people in class.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I only acted up in class when I was finished on my work.
That's what I'm saying, because the curriculum is too boring for their intellect. So they have to find other ways stimulate their mind, yeah. You know what I mean? Such as us geniuses
make things happen.
You know what I mean?
The fucking kids that's eating glue in the fucking corner.
Facts. Big facts. Today we smoking on a good old goody, oldie but goody, good old Bubba.
Oh,
Bubba Cushy, Bubba, man. Cush. Dig that, you know what I mean?
That's a classic. A classical. We also smoking on a Juicy Smollett pack.
Oh, man, a Juicy pack.
That's your
Juicy
boy.
Juicy Smollett. Damn, Jesse. First of all, he on a dumbass, man. We must just save him for that, man.
He's dumbass. I mean.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate.
Yeah, definitely is.
That is the ultimate. Did you see the Kanye Drake concert?
Oh, nah, not yet.
Man. No one can beat Kanye in a versus.
Why say that?
He just did a little bit of his catalog. He still has three more verses left.
That's true. He do got a lot of work.
A little bit of his catalog, and it just proved that it's amazing.
People forget, but yeah.
I don't think nobody could beat Kanye in the verses, because it's not about who has the best bars. It's about
performance.
You match the vibe that's the other person is throwing around?
Not Drake.
Kanye went from Say You Will, which is an emo track, to Can't Tell Me Nothing, which is a hood track.
Mm.
And it's like, a lot of people, Drake don't have that range. Jay-Z don't have that range.
Yes, he do.
What Jay-Z song?
I can't see it running down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Okay, okay, I get
you
that.
You feel me?
How many of those?
He got a couple. He got a couple, man. Come on now. Jay-Z got a whole range, he can hit you with everything.
Bag. Is it an emo bag?
That shit with Pharrell. Sexy lady.
I mean, that's excuse that's for me? The girls.
What's your name?
Everybody got that.
Come on. Ooh, that's fire. That's not like a little vibe, like no, emotional low tune.
That's R&B. Everybody got that.
All right, the song Cry, though. That's definitely got that one. But
that's about it.
But Kanye don't got no hustler music either, though. Jay, so, you know what I mean? He don't got no nothing, man. He don't got no street nothing.
I mean, yeah, can't tell me nothing. It's amazing.
That's street music? Like,
amazing is like a street anthem.
What is amazing? How'd that go?
It's amazing.
Hell no. Amazing. Get the fuck out of it. That's with a street Jesus song? That's a street. Oh, yeah. I mean,
come on.
All right. I'll give you that one.
Come on.
But Kanye West sang Drake's joint.
Yeah, he sang.
I better find your love.
Yeah, he said, I better find your loving. I mean,
you see when you're trying to get Kim back? Like Kimberly.
Yeah.
Like
man. Yeah, about that.
Yo, they always look better when they're gone, don't they?
About that. Yay. That's crazy.
She gone, bro.
It's crazy,
you
man.
You done fucked the bag up, man. You done fucked that bag all the way up.
Pete Davidson is over there with your shorty. I don't think it's going to last. But the thing is, like, niggas going to always be like, yo, Pete Davidson fucked your bitch, Kanye.
Mm-hmm. And they still going to be friends if y'all get back together, too. Like, so, Pete's not going nowhere, by the way. Like, he's going to be in your house, man. Like, Pete's my friend, so. He'll be around.
It's weird.
Yeah, super weird, dude.
It's weird. So, we'll see. Yeah, man, but even if they get back together, it's going to look weird, man.
Yeah, especially with Pete still walking around.
You got to kill that nigga. Nah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not condoning that.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just saying, like.
Oh, man. NYPD body cams. One of them shits exploded on a cop.
I'm not gonna say it's funny, but it's funny.
But that's all they was waiting for. Now,
now fuck out of here, nigga.
Now they removing the body cameras off all the police officers.
Just fix it or go to a different company.
Nope. They removed all of them.
You see, that's the play. Check.
That's the play.
That's the play.
That's the play. That's the play. Now they probably got like probably 3 to 4 months to just terrorize us.
And they bring it back, stop and frisk.
And they bring it back, stop and frisk. So they
this
gonna
is
have,
the play.
They're going to have a couple months to just terrorize motherfuckers.
This is your boy. Thank you, Eric Adams. That's so, your man's, right?
Who?
Eric Adams.
I voted for Andrew Yang, man. Yang gang. I don't even know where he at. He's
this
somewhere in the
Eric
somewhere in the
Adams
rafters.
Plan. Now is going right back to nobody cameras and stopping frixes in the streets.
So you know what that means.
Lawless town.
Hey. Listen, I don't be out in the streets no more, man. So fuck it.
Speaking of NYC. Did you know NYC is the number 2 congested city in America?
Oh, I mean, I thought it would be number 1. Who's number 1?
LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Worse than us?
Worse than us.
We're pretty fucking bad, man.
What else you got?
Shit, man. Sports.
Sports, man. R.I.P. Demaryius Thomas, man.
Yeah, yo.
It's shotgun for him, man. R.I.P., man.
Seizure, man. Same night scene. That's probably what it is. He was in a car accident. He was in a car accident, something like that, last year. And he suffered from seizures from that car accident. So, looked like he caught a bad one.
Damn. That's crazy, man.
33 years old, man.
That's gross. That's, I mean, so he still young. Got,
that's only, he only lived a quarter of his life.
So young, man. That's very unfortunate.
For a third
man.
Of his life, rather. Yeah. It's bad, man. Yeah.
Yeah, RIP, man. Demaryius Thomas, man.
Definitely.
Also, RIP to the Knicks. I think it's over.
Yo, I think it's over?
Yeah, I think we gotta blow this shit up, man.
Blow it up already? Y'all was just in the playoffs, number four last year.
It's not working right now, man. I don't know what's going on. Kemba, Fournier. They talking about trying to get Evan Turner, so we're gonna have to trade some pieces.
Oh wow.
Trying to get Dame Lillard, so we gotta, if we get Dame Lillard, we're gonna have to trade everybody, so.
Why the hell would Lillard want to come to a place where everybody's gone?
I mean, we'll have mad money on the books to build around him and all that. If that's, that would be the, I don't know. I don't know.
If you could keep Randall.
I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Probably going to have to get rid of Mitchell Robinson. He probably going to have to get traded.
I'm hoping I'm wrong. But, it's not looking good.
It's not looking good, man.
It's not looking good. So I just hope that we snap out of it. Tom Thibodeau, we got Kemba Walker, and he's just on the bench. Fournier can't play defense. Mm. Randall's still shooting from the hash like he's got it like that. Mm. So it's those real confusing times. Real confusing times. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, shit is some nutty shit, man. Definitely some nutty shit. Giants.
What's going on?
Your boy Danny Dookie. Out for, I don't know how long he out for, but he had got a neck fracture or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. What happened?
He suffered a neck injury in the Eagles game, and they... supposedly, they might have known that he had a neck injury and let him play the next game. And in the next game, he really hurt that shit. So he got, like, spinal damage and shit.
Oh, shit. Damn.
So, listen.
So it's over?
This shit, I hope it is.
They saying that he's,
I mean, no, I don't want to wish ill on nobody, but...
the projected number one backup.
Yeah, I would hope so. He's a good second string quarterback.
Number one projected backup in the
solid,
NFL.
Solid second string, man. Damn. I see him coming in when somebody's injured in the crowd, like, yeah, maybe he could get a good runoff
so
or something.
Is
but.
This a time where it's blown up season?
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely. Knicks. Definitely
blow up. Not Knicks. Giants, blow it up.
Blow it up. Blow that all up.
So are you re-signing Saquon?
I don't know. No. He can just go and be great somewhere go. Else. Go and be great somewhere
else. He can go
else,
to Philly because that's where he's going.
Go wherever, man.
He's going to Philly.
Go and be free, man. Because your
so
legs,
you want him to go to Philly
don't even
in
like
the division.
You, man. How you going to play football and your legs don't like you? Like, come on now.
Danny Dimes.
Who the fuck is that? I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
He got to go. Bottom line.
You guys paid a lot of money for people on for a
that's
lot of
Gettleman.
Weapons.
Gettleman, he gotta go.
So you're gonna be stuck with this bad team. Galloway's not there to lose. He's gonna want a trade. So you're gonna lose on that trade.
Yep, pretty much. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Jets, unmentionable. Like,
oh my god, not even let's not even talk about that. That's not even. Yeah.
R.I.P. to the Lakers. I don't know what the fuck going on with them. But
yeah, what's going on with Westbrook?
They look like they're going to be out the first round, even if they make it.
They might be playing game. Damn.
Playing game. How embarrassing, yo.
I mean, they were playing game last year.
They lost to the Grizzlies without Ja Morant.
So, I mean, how often, how bad is that?
They just letting young people come in and just run them up and down the court, man. The old ass can't keep up with them, yo. Defense is atrocious to the max. How you got 5 Hall of Famers and that's what you put on the court?
They look tired.
5 Hall of Famers, you put that on the court. That's despicable, dog.
Westbrook just, it's like every time you look up, Westbrook throws the ball out of bounds.
It's because he leaves his feet. Like, he jumps up and then looks to pass. It's like, why are you jumping to pass, man? Because you fuck up your options when you jump in the air, man. You do some, yo, your boy is different, yo.
It's a lot. It's too much.
And his response is, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Is it?
You'll be all right.
That's what your response
is. Brody's going to be all right, man.
Everything is going to work itself out. That's what you believe.
Brody's going to be okay.
Yeah, Bron gonna put you on the bench.
Bron's already making trades up in his mind. Like,
they should put Rondo to start, and then Westbrook should come off the bench with Melo.
He's making trades in his mind.
That's what should happen. R.I.P. the ex-NFL player Glenn Foster dies in police custody after a car chase. He was in a car chase with the police. They rammed him and arrested him, and he died. So,
from getting hit in the back?
No, he was alive when they arrested him. And then he just died in police custody. So, you already know what's up with that. Foul play. But yeah, Glenn Foster, you remember him? He was on the Texans, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, man. RIP to him too, man. Damn cops.
Anything else, sports?
Nah, grinding my gears, man. Staying on the cops topic, man. Dustin Boone, police officer found guilty. This officer back during the Black Lives Matter protest, this was the one that they beat up a black officer that was undercover. You remember that story?
They did.
It was an undercover police officer.
I do.
During the Black Lives Matter protest, he was undercover, dead ass on duty police officer, and other white police officers beat his ass.
They beat his ass.
And he was a cop. Imagine what they was doing to regular people.
They smelt his big ass.
This officer had knots all on his head, looking like a Looney Tunes character, busted lip. He got neck nerve damage in his neck. They tased his ass. They beat his ass good. He got a $5 million settlement. And your boy, Dustin Boone, prosecutors was looking to give him 10 years. Judge gave him 1 year. 1 year. For disgracing the oath that you made.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So many violations. How come police are not held to a higher standard than we are?
No. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Higher what?
Like, when they break the law, they should get double the time because you are somebody that's supposed to uphold the law. So if police officers break the law, they should get double, triple time. That's crazy. They beat up their own officer, and that's all they get is a year, man.
They beat the shit out of us.
Your man can't even work anymore. He had to just leave, man, because he has like permanent damage. They beat his ass like that.
He said 1.5?
No, he got 5 million.
Oh, 5, I'm sorry.
But the officer got a year in prison.
Man, you know he got paid, man. That
mega baby. I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, he's probably not mad, but it's just the justice system. To see the justice system just bullshit over and over again is just like grinds my gears, man.
Yeah.
What you got?
Grinds my fucking gears. Parking tickets. That's what fucking grinds my gears.
Oh, man, I got 3 of them, yo. I got 3 of them I got to pay off, man.
Them niggas be on it no matter what. If you make a fucking slight of a mistake, they're going to bang you.
Yo, in other places, you go to Florida, it's like, tickets. It's parking lot. Who gives tickets out? What?
They provide you with parking lots.
They be like, I don't give tickets. They don't get to, like, who, how can you get a ticket out here? Unless you speed into something like parking tickets. Well, what is that? Other places don't even know what parking tickets
is. That is one of the most insane concepts I've ever heard of.
Over here, they're like fucking magicians, man. You turn your back, you double park and turn your back, you got a ticket. You bet, where the fuck did they go?
Where'd he go from? Where did he come from? You just see somebody just walking away. You just see one of them walking away.
They two blocks down already. You're like, damn, that quick? Quick, fast. I don't even understand how you could be a ticket. What do you call them? A ticket officer?
Yeah, I guess.
A traffic officer?
Fucking meter maid, you bum ass.
Meter maid? Check the meter? How can you do that job and just pass out misery and suffering all day long? That's just what your job is.
That's your job, to fuck up people's day.
You wake up every day, I'm a fuck up people's day. I'm a
fuck up somebody's day today.
That's what I do for a living. That's terrible, dog. But yeah.
I can't believe you guys.
How you got a ticket?
The stupidest way. I didn't display my parking permit. I have a permit to park there.
Oh, in the school joint.
But I forgot to display it that day. And it's the same car that's always parked there with the display. And the one time that I didn't put out the display, they banged it on me.
It was,
I'm
like,
a fight.
Oh, he fucked. Yeah, you can fight that.
I'm fight that. It's just, but just why? Why?
That's what they do, man.
Just why?
That's what they do, man.
Why would you do that to me?
They love it.
Same car.
Yo, some of them thrive on that shit. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how they do it, but
mind you, if there is a car that's illegally parked there, someone will call it in. And so that person just went out of his way to, you know, do that.
That's what they do, man. Damn show.
Welcome to the bang show.
I don't care if they was paying $50 an hour. I would never do that job. I don't want that energy, man.
It's word. Like, how you take a shower? You just sit there, this is just a job. I just gotta go to work. The fuck is wrong with you? Do something better, man. There's so much better you could do.
Yeah.
And that ain't it.
Dumbass.
You dumbass. Oh, dumbass.
Did you see the CEO that fired 900 people over a Zoom call?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of shit. Vishal Garg went on Zoom. And I had to see the video. I had to see it. He's like, oh, so sorry. We have to cut costs. I'm so sorry that it has to. If we are letting go 30% of the workforce.
You got his name?
Yeah, Vishal Garg.
Oh, let's go, homie.
And he was like, if you are on this Zoom call right now, you are fired.
You're fucking as of today. Fired.
As of today, I know it's 2 weeks before Christmas, but yeah, we found out this is the best time to fire you guys because some of you might be expecting bonuses and things like that. So,
Merry Christmas.
And this is the same man that my man put, Vishal Garg. Last year, he got a bonus of $24 million. I said that right. He got a bonus, not his salary. He got a bonus.
That was just a bonus. That's a cherry on top.
That's just the cherry on top. $24 million.
Disgusting.
So they got money. They got money. It's just that they like, and how can we make more money
off people on Zoom? Big Zoom meeting this afternoon.
They sit around with their investors, and how can we make more money? Let's look around. Do we really need all of these people? I don't think so. Let's see who we could cut. But it's Christmas. They'll be all right. We Scrooge up in this bitch. Fired they ass right before Christmas, man. Yo, this is the type of energy that people keep around them, man. They want that negative shit, man. You fire 900 people, man. You know what type of energy you done put in the atmosphere, man?
That's disgusting.
You didn't even have the respect to call them individually, man. You should have called them individually, all 900 of them. Have a heart. They just got the email. Report to a mandatory Zoom meeting.
That's sick, man.
And make sure you're there.
Did you get the email, Kelly? No, I didn't.
Like, no, make sure you're there. Like, what if I somebody showed up to work anyway? I'm like, yo, you know you fired, right? Like, I wasn't on no Zoom call, man. I ain't get fired.
Yeah, nah, I ain't answer that Zoom.
I wasn't on the Zoom, so I'm punching the clock, like.
I'm showing up, nigga.
Shit is crazy, man.
I wasn't on that Zoom. Nigga, there was a box. It was a letter. It was a letter there. It wasn't my face. I wasn't there.
Unbelievable, man. You going?
Yeah, I got Josh Jacobs from the Raiders.
Oh, man.
My man is expecting his 9th child with 8 different women.
Oh, Lord.
9th child with 8 different women.
Damn, you make money like that?
My man.
They're everybody in the cookie jar. Everybody getting a piece of that money.
My man couldn't pull out of a cookie jar.
Yo, facts. Maybe he didn't want to, man.
Is it that good?
Maybe it is, man. Maybe he can't control himself, man. Obviously he can't. I mean, maybe he did it on purpose, but I doubt you on purposely
9? Impregnated
8 women. Like
8 different women?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm
nigga, at 3, you didn't say, all right, like.
Yeah, right, I gotta do something. All right. I gotta do something.
Somebody gotta fuck with me.
And after 5, you definitely should have been like, all right, I got to look in the mirror. Change my fucking life.
Snap, man.
At 7? You really wasn't like, yo, this is getting out of control, man.
At 9, you just like, fuck it. Just like, yo, I'm just have it as much as I can.
At 9, you gotta start chopping shit off, man.
The fuck, man?
You gotta start chopping shit, man. You gotta cut the tubes, man. Or cut the you know what I mean? So you don't have no more kids, man.
Also, along those lines,
you gonna end up broke, bro.
Future is expecting his 13th, I believe,
child.
I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But it's believed that he has his 13th child.
He could have a whole basketball team with the bench. Like, subbing in and subbing out.
Yeah, no, he has a basketball organization.
Wow. Future. Shout out to you, man. And he, I don't know how many he take care of, but... Russell He's Wilson, got to. He got a whole nother man taking care of his kid.
I don't understand. Like, what are you women? You women, you gonna have to. You know, like, it's a certain percentage of money that he's gonna get, and the money that you gonna get, you gotta share with other women. You know that, right?
Yeah, you getting a piece of that.
You get a piece of that piece. That's a piece.
Damn, homie.
I don't know, man. Spooky times we're living in. People are just shooting up the club. Like, there's no repercussions. There's no such thing as reproduction.
Yo, it's, yeah, we living in the twilight zone for sure.
I'm just trying to figure shit out.
Word. Lil Wayne.
What happened?
Wheezy, baby.
It's Wheezy, baby.
Come on down to the table, man. Accused of pulling a gun out on his own security guard, man.
Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of iffy, scary.
They got into a physical altercation, and Lil Wayne said, "Yo, get the fuck out of my house, man." Security guard was like, "Hold on, I gotta use the bathroom first." Lil Wayne said, "You just gonna take a shit after I ask you to leave, huh? Okay."
That's disrespectful.
That's what you're gonna do?
That's what you're gonna do. I got something for you.
You're gonna blow up my bathroom when I say get the fuck
out. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me pull. Let me. You wait right there. Wait, right then. He went to the back and he, you know.
And he pulled out that Rambo.
Pulled out the blick.
He pulled out that big thing. And the guy, yeah, he got the hauling ass. Got the hauling ass. Got the fuck out of there. But the problem is, Lil Wayne ain't supposed to have no guns, man.
He's a felon.
You're not sure. Supposed to have any guns. And he was a felon for a gun charge. So, you're not supposed to have any guns. And you out here with a gun aiming it at people. Yeah. So hopefully his money is will get him out of jail, because that's violation, man. He's still on parole. Like, damn, Wayne, you gotta keep your nose clean, homie.
Yeah, man, you're supposed to be cool. Lay low.
But his truck money, just his got money you the good, fuck out. So bro. Maybe he could say, like, you know, I was in fear for my life,
hey,
man.
Biden ain't bailing in his ass out this time.
He could be like, yo, stand my ground. He was in my house, didn't want to get out. He's big as hell. I had to pull the thing out, man. I'm sorry. I don't even know whose gun it is. Somebody just left it in my house. And I just happened to remember that somebody left it in my house.
Somebody.
And I had to use it to protect myself.
Ain't not my gun. Not me.
You dumbass. Jalen Rose, dumbass.
Why?
Yo, he let Molly get away, man. They getting divorced, man. How
you
let that get away, man?
You sure that about delicious. That? How you know that man was not like, yo, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here, man.
That's what I'm saying. He did something wrong. It's his fault. I could tell, man. She's a beautiful flower, man. She would never do anything wrong, man. It's his fault. You fucked it up. You a dumbass for that, bro.
Yeah. Sure.
Hillary Clinton, come on down. You've been here before. Come on, sit at the table, Hillary. Did you see her get on TV and talk about her? She said, I'm going to read my speech from 2016, my speech, if I would have won.
No, thank you.
Who asked you for that? Nobody yeah, asked please. You for that.
Who asked you, ma?
You pulled Nobody. That out of the archives.
The streets don't need that, ma.
You dusted it off and you gonna read the shit like somebody
was
gonna
say it.
First of all, you lost though.
She practiced it mad times, thinking like, "Yo, I'm really gonna do this. This is really what I'm gonna do."
But my thing is, why if you lost, why did you even keep that speech? It's over. You lost. It's 2016. I mean, you should have read that shit in 2016.
She's probably going over past emails, you know.
Yeah, she got a bunch of them.
Hidden somewhere. And
and she found that. She's weird, man. But nobody, Hillary, no thank you. We're good, man. You can keep your speech.
Yeah, nobody need that. The streets don't need that, man.
Keep that. Fold it up. Put under the bed. Lay on that shit.
I don't even think Bill needs that right now.
They don't even talk to each other, man. Bill don't fuck with her. Maybe the last time you seen them together. Think about that.
Bitch went crazy a long time ago.
Juicy.
Think she won.
Juicy Smollett, man.
Juicy.
Go on. You guilty as fuck, bro.
Are we talking about it now?
Talk about it, man. If Jesse Smollett goes to jail, I'm rioting, yo.
Yeah. What? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Live. I said it live right
you
now.
Wild. So you rioting for Juicy?
No, I'm not rioting for him, but just the principle of you going to send him to jail when you have fucking...
Bro, he impersonated a hate crime.
Okay, he lied, right? He lied.
How many Karens got on the phone?
How many Karens?
But I'm just saying, we can't do this shit no more.
But how come they going to send him to jail? They're not going to send a Karen to jail? Karens be lying on people all the time, man.
Jesse Smollett guilty on what, 4 out of 5 counts?
Lying, calling the cops on the black man for no reason, get them killed, and they be lying, and nobody goes to jail for that.
This is the
what
guy
did
you
Jesse Smollett do? What did he
this
do?
This is the guy you want to stick up. For.
What did he do?
Juicy.
What did he do to?
This is who you want to hold a bat for.
But what did he do to endanger somebody else's life? Nothing. He didn't endanger nobody's life.
He took away from public taxpayers' dollars.
Okay, but you need to go to jail for that? But when Karens lie and lie whenever the fuck they want to, and somebody could die off of that, and they don't get nothing, right? What about police officers that continuously lie about events that happen, things that happen? You, how many cops you see that lie on the police report, and then you see the video and you be like, wait a minute, the video don't match with what the fucking cop said. Listen. Do they go to jail? No.
All I got is
Jesse Smollett to jail, right?
Run, Juicy, run. Run, Juicy.
Son. I'm riding, man.
Run, Juicy. You go damn, crazy for Juicy.
I'm sick of this justice system, man. He better not go to jail, man, for all the lying.
I don't think he's going to go to jail.
He better
I
not,
think
man.
He's going to do community service and pay a huge, a big fine. And I don't think he's going to jail. He's not. He's not going to be somebody's prison bitch.
Yo. Yo. So, oh, man.
He'll be fine. But anybody who fakes a crime on both sides, whether white or black, should be punished.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
He should be punished. He sat there and made this whole theatrical thing.
Definitely should be punished.
They came for me and said, hey, crime, come on, man.
But not jail, though.
Because you want attention. How dare you?
You see the beef with him and Don Lemon? Now they was friends. Now they you know what I'm saying? Don Lemon taking shots at him on TV.
Don Lemon was like, he just said so much lies. He told so much lies.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. He lies to me all the time. That looked like a scorned ex type shit.
Yeah, I know. They fucked. He fucked before.
Yeah, that was like, yeah. Yeah, he lied to me. He said he was going to call me yesterday.
He's a liar. I know he's a liar.
So I know he just makes things up. We know. That's what Don
Damn, doing. He's a liar.
Come on, Don. I see through you. It's all good. Yeah, man. This probably was the ultimate dumbass. This might have made dumbass of the year.
It might be dumbass of the year because he literally destroyed his career with this bullshit.
This is
literally destroyed his career. Nobody wanted to touch him, man.
He is nuclear waste right now.
Like, I hope you may. And he's going to have to pay the police department $140,000,
yeah,
for the resources and all the shit, right, that they spent. Right. And the officers, you don't have to pay for their time and shit like
community
that.
Community service and shit.
So how? Look at, so he's lost enough. Don't send him to jail on top of that. Like, his career's done. He got to pay $140,000. Like, he's done a lot, man. He's shamed. Whenever he go down the block, they're going to laugh at him. Like, come on now. Just let him be, man. Let him just ride off into the sunset, yo.
Ride off to the sunset? The fuck you mean, man? There's got to be repercussions, man. You out there fucking making false
reports. I mean, he going to get community service.
Yeah, definitely should do community service, though. And the 140.
Yeah, 140. You lost your career. Like, that's like, what more do we want, man?
Run, Juicy, run.
He's done.
It's crazy, man. I feel bad for him.
No, you don't. You just laughed at him, dog.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck at all. Don't give a fuck at all. That was episode 127. Yeah. We want y'all to be careful.
That Omicron out here, yo. Put your fucking mask on.
Yeah, put your mask
on. Get vaccinated, man. That shit rampant, yo.
Be safe. We want y'all to rock with us next week. We out here. Holla.